I did have a suspicion that there was additional cases and that there may have been additional perpetrators, but I wasn't sure. And it's a bit shocking over the weekend to read of the extent of the abuse that was ongoing. And, you know, as 11 perpetrators, including Brandon, that's people that carried out the abuse, up to over 40 cases, and then a further 20 of people who have since died, passed away. It's absolutely shocking. Like, and I think the thing that is actually more shocking in relation to this, Greg, is that this was all on the files in the centre. So, I mean, the staff had been reporting this issue up the line and had been going down. So HSE management the whole way knew this was going on. So the Brandon report was nothing new to them. So they've obviously known what's going on and they did nothing about it.
Yeah, that's a really important point. They've been able to go through paperwork to discover this information. And as you mentioned too, sadly, other potential victims have since passed away. The extent to what was going on, it is shocking. This was at the one facility, is that correct?
Well, as far as I know, it's at the one facility. I haven't seen the report myself, so we're just talking in the blind at the moment. I hope to raise it in the Dáil this week with the Minister to get some more information in relation to it. And I know that the Minister is intending to publish her own report at the moment, because the HSE wouldn't even allow the Minister to have a look at or to publish the Brandon report as it was at that time. So the Minister is doing her own report, trying to get to the bottom of this as well. I think we have to go further and we have to take this out of the hand of the HSE, because I think this clearly shows how they've behaved in the Brandon report, and this has gone on for many years. They've showed that they're not capable of dealing with this, and we can't expect to get the truth from them either.
I'm asking these questions to get them out there more than expecting you to know the answers. But do we know if the families of these victims are aware, or do we have people listening here who had a loved one or had a loved one in this facility that go, well, does that include me? Like, have families been fully briefed and informed of what's going on?
As far as I know, they haven't. I've had family members contact me, where I've contacted the HSE for months to try and get them to talk to them, and eventually they have. I've also other family members who have got the HSE have spoken to them and have told them that their family member wasn't abused by Brandon, but, you know, could they have been abused by these other perpetrators as well?
Like, we could have a situation whereby, and what we need to know is, if a loved one, a family member, thought there's something going on here, did they raise their concerns, and were they told, no, everything's fine, but at the same time something was written down at odds to that by staff? Do you know, as I say, I'm not trying to throw fuel on the flames here, but those are really, really important, because if there's 40 victims potentially here, you know, that has a huge ripple effect right across Donegal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's huge, like, and I mean, it's shocking, and sadly, I don't think it's unusual either in the context of the whole national picture, I think, you know. And the very least that families deserve is to be told the truth. And we can't even rely on the HSE to do that at the moment. And that's, if they were telling families, and if they were talking to families and letting families know what was happening, you would say, well, okay, let's move it on. But that hasn't happened.
And this is all being hidden behind, though, ongoing investigations. We can't comment on individual cases. Matters are being referred to the Gardaí. You know, I'm not saying people are actively covering it up, okay? I don't know that. But the facts are being obscured from us in our living memories. This is not historical. Right now, we're not getting to the bottom of this. We're not able to, because, you know, there's blockers in place.
Yeah, and that's the problem with it. And, you know, and I was dismayed when I read in the Sunday Independent yesterday that this has been handed over by the HSE to the Gardaí, because in my mind the Gardaí have questions answered as well, because I know the Brandon case was reported to Gardaí in 2011 by the whistleblower, and he was told by the Gardaí that they were already aware of it. And then in the Brandon report, we see itself that in 2020, the Gardaí said that they couldn't do anything with it because they hadn't, the information hadn't come forward. So they waited 9 years before they decided what to do with it. You know, and now it's been handed over to the Gardaí.
I mean, is this not something that's worthy of a specific task force? Yeah, you know, not to just go into the general Garda Síochána, you know, machine. And I'm not questioning that, right? But surely the level of what's going on here and how it's not just about perpetrators here, it's about everything that was going on around it, right? This requires a task force, surely, or whatever our equivalent of that is. This requires a special team to be appointed solely to this. This is the level of a scandal we're talking here, in my view.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right, Greg. But I think what we need is a public inquiry. If you look at in the north, like the Muckamore inquiry that's taking place now at the moment, I think we need something like that. This has to be done in public because the families deserve nothing better, and I think the people deserve nothing better as well. Because, you know, like. And it's bizarre, like, and through this whole process, I think the HSE have forgotten this as well, that the HSE actually work for us. They work for the people of Ireland.